and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Veronica Attlee. Today we have an interview with Olivia Leadbeater and her mum Tanya Leadbeater from Camden about Olivia's love of animals. Hi, Tanya. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. Hi. Well, I'd like to introduce Olivia and her mum, Tanya, to our Animates feature. By way of background, Olivia is just turned 16 years of age and attends the Mater Dei School at Camden. And you're in year 10 now. Yeah. Tanya, what is Olivia's diagnosis and what does that mean for Olivia?
Dystonia.
Okay. Olivia was diagnosed with ataxic cerebral palsy when she was little, which meant she didn't walk till she was 3, and she had trouble with balance and movement. Since then, she's acquired a movement disorder called dystonia, which has progressively gotten worse as she's gotten older, causing her to be in a wheelchair and having lots of injuries and a lot of jerkiness.
Alrighty.
Lots of injuries because of her jerkiness and her balance and falls. Last year she had an operation called deep brain stimulation, which has helped her over the last 9 months improve her jerkiness and improve her quality of life by about 60%, which has been fantastic for Olivia. She can
You're a very brave girl.
And now she can, like, drink out of a pop top and she can eat on her own. I had to do all that for her before the surgery. She still requires a lot of assistance with most things, and she's still in a wheelchair for school and if she's got to go a long distance, but her quality of life has improved. So she's very happy about that, as are we, her family.
Yeah.
And, her disability mainly just for Olivia is just her movement, the disability is her movement disorder, which, you know, jeopardises everything, her riding, her eating,
balance,
dressing, balance, everything. But since the operation, she has improved.
That's great. Now, Olivia, I know that you really love animals and you're going to share with us why animals are so important to you, aren't you?
Yes.
What animals do you have at home?
Dogs.
And what are their names?
Buddy and Elsie.
Buddy and Elsie. And what type of dogs are they?
Buddy's a beagle.
A beagle?
And Elsie's a Kelpie cross.
A Kelpie cross. And is Elsie's a puppy?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. And why are Buddy and Elsie so special to you?
Because they love me and they sit on the lounge with me.
On the lounge and where else?
On my bed.
On your bed. They follow you around everywhere, don't they?
Yes.
What do they do that's a little bit naughty?
Elsie steals her toys.
Your toys.
My teddies.
Your teddies. And
my clothes. And digging
as well. Very, very cheeky. And what other type of animals do you love?
Giraffes.
Yeah, what else?
Cats.
What animals don't you like?
Snakes and spiders.
Snakes and spiders. But all the other animals are okay?
Yep.
All of them. Yep. You love going to the zoo, don't you? And things like that to see all the different animals.
Yeah.
Tanya, what do you think about Olivia's relationship with animals?
Olivia has a very special, unique relationship with animals. She is very happy when she's with them. She relies on their company and they give great company to Olivia. They're very good companions, her dogs. She doesn't like to leave them in the morning when she goes to school and she can't wait till she gets home from school to see them again. First thing she does before anything is let them into the house to give them a big cuddle and a big kiss. they're just great company for her, and they make her feel important. She gets responsibility, learns responsibility with having the animals. She feeds them. She likes to help bath them and brush them and take them for walks. We take them in the car. When we go on holidays, we take them down to Bateman's Bay to see her oompa. So they go everywhere with us.
Yeah.
They're a big part of our life,
and
especially Olivia's.
And what do you think we can learn about the love of animals and special need kids like Olivia, that bond that they have?
They have a very, very special bond. Animals are very good therapy for kids with special needs. Very, very good therapy. They learn so much from them. They learn how to be gentle, to relate to others, animals and humans. They learn that through the animals. They've got great company, very good companionship for kids with special needs. A lot of kids with special needs don't get to go out and play or ride their bike like other kids, so they really rely on their animals. They calm them down. I know that if Olivia's upset, the dogs will calm her down just by giving them a cuddle and a pat. And they'll help her relax.
A kiss.
And a kiss, yes. Elsie likes to kiss her still because she's a puppy, and she likes to kiss her on the face. So she's a bit cheeky, and we're trying to teach her not to do that. But no, she loves her animals, and the relationship between special needs kids in particular and animals is a beautiful relationship. And I've seen it with a lot of special needs kids at Olivia's school as well. The animals make such a difference to their lives, a very, very positive difference.
Yeah, yeah. And I hear there's a couple of funny stories about Olivia and her animals. Do you want to tell us the first one, Liv?
I stole a cat from a little boy.
You stole a cat from a little boy. Tell us what happened.
Yes, Olivia, her big sister Julia and two of her friends. Kennedy and Taylor. They took her for a walk around the block just for a little treat, and here comes Olivia after she stole this little cat off the front veranda,
running
up the street onto our grass, giving this cat a very big tight squeezy cuddle, threw herself on the grass saying, "It's my cat, it's my cat." And then Julia and her friends come running up the street saying, "Mum, Olivia stole a cat, Olivia stole a cat, the little boy's crying." So we got the cat off Olivia, and Julia and her friends took the cat back, and the mum was very understanding and understood that Olivia just couldn't resist because she just loves animals so much, and she thought that she'd like to have a cat in her collection of animals
one day.
So yes, it was a little bit, it was funny. We can laugh about it now, put it that way.
And what about the story of Marshmallow? Who was Marshmallow?
My bunny. My rabbit.
Your bunny rabbit. What colour was Marshmallow?
White.
Ah, beautiful white Marshmallow. And what happened with Marshmallow one day?
I took on the school bus.
Yes, Olivia, unbeknownst to Mummy, put Marshmallow in her school bag. And when she got on the school transport, the taxi, the lady that escorts and helps Olivia on the bus, Kathy, luckily saw that the bag was moving, and she investigated, and there was a little white rabbit in there. So they brought Marshmallow home. Otherwise, Marshmallow would have spent the day at Marta Day and been very traumatised by the time he came home, I would think.
I love to have him at school.
Yeah, you would, I know.
They don't allow rabbits at school, though.
No, all dogs.
Oh, that's a shame. No. Oh. Marshmallow was a tough bunny.
Yes, Marshmallow. He was.
Marshmallow, yeah. Used to push Marshmallow around in the pram as well.
Yes, and put it in the drawer.
Yeah?
Yeah. She wanted Marshmallow to sleep in her drawer beside her bed. But we discovered that and took him out. Yes, Ava discovered that, didn't she?
Well, Tanya and Olivia, thank you very, very much for joining us this evening to talk about your love of animals, and thanks for coming all the way from Camden to be with us today.
You're welcome. It's been fantastic.
You're welcome, Olivia.
Thank you very much, Olivia, and thank you very much, Tanya.
Thank you.
that's our show for today, and you have been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Animates was created by Joe Van Kool. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks, research by Joseph Schwanzer, and I'm Veronica Attlee. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates. Thank you.